The understanding we have about these matters comes from Christ. In other words, the knowledge we possess about the elements of faith is spiritual, which is why, with good reason, we are judged by no one. It's impossible for a natural man to comprehend divine things. This is why it's said, "For who has known the mind of the Lord?" insinuating that our understanding regarding these matters is, in fact, his understanding. And the statement, "that he may instruct him," wasn't added without a purpose, but in relation to the previously stated, "the spiritual man no one discerns." Because if no one can grasp God's mind, they certainly can't teach or correct it. This is the implication of, "that he may instruct him."